In Chechnya, the Kremlin-backed candidate has won the region's presidential election with what officials say is more than 80% of the votes cast. But the legitimacy of the election is being questioned since there was no significant opposition and the outcome was a foregone conclusion. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is in Grozny. Most observers would probably not consider this a free and fair election.
Well, indeed, from the outset, most international organizations who follow events in Chechnya had said that this was a foregone conclusion, as you noted, Bob. There was no serious opposition in this race to Ahmad Kadyrov, being the man who has led Chechnya for the Kremlin for the better part of 4 years. There were people who had tried to oppose Mr. Kadyrov, tried to get onto the ballot, many of them dropped out for one reason or another. There were reports of intimidation, of pressure. One very serious opponent who refused to drop out 2 weeks ago was actually kicked off the ballot for a minor infraction, for a technicality. Kremlin-run elections in Chechnya in the past have been notoriously fraudulent, and it's difficult to get a handle on what Mr. Kadyrov really did get.
Any chance this is going to establish stability in Chechnya?
Well, what Mr. Kadyrov would claim is that this makes him the official president of Chechnya. This gives him more power than just simply being the Kremlin-appointed sort of viceroy for the republic. So I suppose the optimistic answer is that this gives him a freer hand to try and move things along on the ground. The cynical answer, of course, is that the war will continue between the separatists and Russian troops, and it's a war which continues to this day. Constant attacks against the nearly 80,000 Russian troops in Chechnya. So skeptics would counter that this is going to do nothing for stability in Chechnya.
What do you know about the winner?
Ahmad Kadyrov is a man who came up through the Soviet system. He was a man who was raised in Kazakhstan in exile, like many Chechens. He was a man who was very much for Chechen independence at one point. But he says he became disillusioned with that cause because of the growth of fundamentalist Islam imported from the Middle East in the late 1990s. And when Chechnya was de facto separatist independent state in 1999, fighters from Chechnya went over into the neighboring republic, invaded that republic, Dagestan. That's when he became very disillusioned, said it was the last straw, and he went over to the side of the Kremlin. Now, the cynical evaluation of Mr. Kadyrov's moves is that it's simply opportunism, and indeed the level of corruption in Chechnya is acknowledged under Kadyrov's government to be extremely high.
What does Chechnya look like after a decade of war?
I have to tell you, I've been coming here for more than a decade now, and I was coming here before there was ever a war in Chechnya, and I am never stopped being amazed at the level of destruction in this place. This city, Grozny, and I'm standing in the middle of Grozny right now, was once a really thriving oil export center of about 400,000 people. As you drive through this city, you just see 7, 8, 9, 10-story buildings with the windows all shattered, the top floors gone, bombed out. You see piles of concrete, 16-story buildings, which are just lying in rubble, essentially. There has been some very minor efforts at rebuilding the city. A few government buildings here, a school here or there, and the population of the city is less than half of the 400,000 people who once lived here.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Grozny.